Welcome to the Biology of Trauma podcast, the show that provides professionals with the knowledge and tools for effective, science-based solutions for the trauma healing journey. I am your host, Dr. Amy, and I've done the hard work so you can stop your endless searching, have a roadmap for your own work, and be able to help others more powerfully.
Welcome to this episode of the Biology of Trauma podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Amy. In this episode, we are answering the question, how do we integrate the two by connecting to the part behind a body sensation? And how does that help us? Does it help us stay embodied and out of the freeze response while we do parts work? To help us answer this question, I am bringing in mentors from my 21-day journey Intro to All Parts of Me courses to share their experience of integrating the two. There are two sections to this episode. In the first section, I'll be sharing and teaching on how to integrate somatic and parts work and the value of it. In the second part, I will have mentors share how they have come to integrate it and the value it has brought them. You will hear from Dersi and Anja as they share how they connect with parts of themselves behind a body sensation and the value it has been for them. Dersi will talk about chest sensations and parts, and Anja will speak on the young, insecure part and attachment. This is a two-part series. In part two, we'll look at mind-body dialogue, sensations, and coping mechanisms. I'll share why. As a medical physician and founder of Biology of Trauma, I start everyone with 6 weeks of somatic and parts work first, and then we dive into the biology work. This is such an important foundation. It is the foundational module for the professional level biology of trauma training courses and the certificate program for those who want to become a biology of trauma professional. Let's dive into part one of this two-part series. We are answering the question, how do we integrate the two? By connecting to the part behind a body sensation. And how does that help us? Does it help us stay embodied and out of the freeze response while we do parts work? To help us answer this question, I am bringing mentors from my 21-day journey and Intro to All Parts of Me courses to share their experience of integrating somatic and parts work. There are two sections to this episode. The first section is me sharing and teaching on how to integrate somatic and parts work and the value of it. And then in the second part, I will have the mentors share how they have come to integrate it and the value it has brought them. You will hear from Dersi and Anja, and they will share how they connect with parts of themselves behind a body sensation. Dersi will talk about chest sensations and how that makes sense for her, given even the diseases that she's had and the parts that are connected to those sensations in her chest. Anja will speak on a young insecure part and attachment and how she connects to that part through body sensations and somatic work. Now, this episode is a three-part series. And in part two, we look at what are questions, mind-body dialogue questions that are helpful to use as we connect with these different parts of us. And in part three, I share why, as a medical physician and founder even of the Biology of Trauma, I still start everyone with 6 weeks of somatic and parts work first, and then we dive into the biology work. This is such an important foundation. It is the foundational module, in fact, for those at the professional level of Biology of Trauma training and even the certificate program for those who want to become a Biology of Trauma professional. So let's start. Let's just dive into part one of this three-part series, and let me share how to integrate these two pieces, the somatic work and the parts work. And then I will ask 21-day journey mentors Dersi and Anja to share the different parts of them they connect to through their body sensations. As you guys know, what I teach is what I implemented in my own life. So that as I was going through all of my different trainings, I'm taking pieces from each one of them and I'm figuring out for me, for my life, how do I actually implement this? And this is how I implemented parts work in a way that worked really well for me. Because what I noticed for myself is that when I would do, I want to call it regular parts work, it was so much in my head that I would leave my body.
And I wasn't able to actually connect with the parts and work with them in the same way, even negotiate with them in the same way, even be able to understand what they were trying to say to me when it was all something that I was using with my brain and thinking. And obviously with parts, there's not as much logic per se, but it was still taking me out of my body. But then that's how strong my freeze response was at that time too, where anything that put me that much into my brain was taking me completely out of my body. And so what I teach is literally what I started to do for myself and figured out this is working really well for me. My ability to read the responses that my parts were having through my body sensations became very helpful. Because otherwise I would be trying to do this dialogue that was more of a dialogue in my brain between trying to do a dialogue between my true self and this other part in my brain. And it was only the written communication that I had been taught. That's all that I had been taught for how to communicate with my parts. And to be able to then notice and drop that into my body and notice that when I landed on what was true for that part, I got a deep breath. That my shoulders dropped, that my stomach softened, that I would notice these different sensations. And I was able to use my body sensations and tracking those sensations as a way to know, have I landed on what's true for this part or not yet? And for me, it's no different than the other somatic exercises that I do, whether it's stomach support, whether it's the even if it's orienting and grounding or whatever exercise it is, the way that I know that my body has landed in that Goldilocks place, that I've given it just what it needs, is through tracking the sensations and the responses in my body. That's how I know. Otherwise, I'm still up in my brain trying to analyze it. Like, do I have this pillow just right? Do I have this just right? Well, how do you know that? If you're only in your brain trying to figure those things out, you're going to miss a lot. And so learning, bringing in the somatic work allows us to track our sensations and attach them to the parts work and what's happening with our parts. And over the years, what I've noticed is something will start to come up and I'll just notice myself becoming just unsettled, but I don't even know what it's about yet. I just notice it and I use all of my tools. I'm acknowledging that it's uncomfortable, but it's not unmanageable yet. And I'm just watching what's going to happen. Sometimes it's physiological and sometimes I ate a food that I wasn't supposed to eat or, right? Like maybe it's physiological, but sometimes it's a part that's trying to speak to me. And if it's a part that's trying to speak to me, it grows and grows and grows until it finally like is so strong, is so loud that I know that now's the time to figure this out. Now's our time to sit down and talk. But I don't even know which part I'm talking to yet. I've just been noticing the growing unsettledness and seeing what happens next. But in that moment when I say, all right, now's the time to have this conversation, how do I even figure out which part I'm talking to? How do I even figure out what's the message, what it wants to speak to me? I do that all through tracking my body sensations. Because when I was just trying to do it through analyzing and thinking and writing, I was missing so much. And I was missing so much because our minds have stories. Our minds have come up with stories our whole entire life. That's its job, in fact. So it's doing its job and it does it very well. And it's attached meaning and stories to everything so that it can make sense of what has happened and not only help predict the future, but then guide us and protect us. If we didn't have the stories, if we didn't have the meaning attached to certain things, how can it protect us? So there's all these stories up in our mind, but the body can have a very different story. And as you guys have been dropping into your bodies with this work, I'm sure you've discovered the same thing, that the stories that your mind can have are very different than the stories that our body can have. And our mind can still say things like, you should be doing this, you should be doing more, or you should be this, you should be that. And the body has a different story, right? The body has the story of, well, I can't. You're not giving me what I need. I'm going to shut down. And so there's always been this polarity between the mind and the body. So when I'm trying to do parts work just with my mind, I miss so much. And it takes me a lot longer to figure out what is really wrong, what the message is, and what to do about it. So being able to bring in the somatic work and connect with that part. So the first thing that I do when I come in to have this conversation is I'm recognizing, like, where in my body am I feeling this? Where's the primary place? There's always multiple places, right? It's never just one place, but where's the loudest? Like, what's the strongest signal coming from my body? Where is that? Is that in my chest, my heart, my stomach? Where is the loudest signal? And that's where I go first. And I go there now. Again, I'm not trying to make that sensation go away. So I'm not just doing a vu and a push away and be like, all right, I'm done. I've done my job. No, like I'm connecting with that part now, connecting with that body sensation to connect with the part that's behind that body sensation. So that as I feel that knot in my stomach, perhaps, as I feel that knot in my stomach, I'm asking questions to that part. I'm not just trying to do an exercise that will make that sensation less or go away. And the cool thing for me has been that as I ask questions, as I'm connecting with how that part is showing up in my body, what's the strongest uncomfortable sensation in my body, assuming that we're working with a part that brings uncomfortable sensations, then if I miss a tune to it, if I don't get what it's trying to tell me, guess what happens to that body sensation? It gets even more uncomfortable. It gets even more loud. And that's helpful for me because I'm like, okay, all right, I got it. That's not it. That's not it. Let me try this. Is this what you're trying to tell me? And when I land on what it's trying to tell me, boom, like it all just melts. And with that melting, there often, you know, is some kind of discharge as well, whether it's some heat rising or some tears or some type of discharge that's very similar to something has just been completed inside my body. I don't need to analyze it, don't need to understand it. But what I'm getting away from that moment is that thing that just came up, that is the truth for that part. It now feels heard, understood. I got it. Without that ability to track my body through that process, I'm still up in my head. And when I'm in my head, like I second guess everything. Right? Well, it could be this. It could be that. I don't know. It's probably this though. This would make more sense, right? We start to go rely on our mind that is disconnected from our body. And meanwhile, this part is like, no, you're not getting me. Just never mind. I'm not even going to try. So connecting with the body, connecting to the part behind the body sensation for me has been so helpful with the whole process and the whole process even being the time that it takes. How fast can I get to the truth that this part is trying to tell me? And how accurate can I be? How quickly can I attune to this part? I can attune much faster when I'm using the body sensations in that process. And so for me, that's the best place to start with integrating somatic and parts work so that it's just blended. I don't see them as two separate things. So even when I'm doing just a somatic exercise, I'm still working with my parts because every sensation has a part behind that sensation. And so when I'm working with parts, I'm still working with my body and how that part is affecting even my physiology. I can see how it's affecting my biology. And so it's all integrated to me. There's no differentiation. So I'm going to ask a few of you kind of what your experience has been and the value that it has been for you with integrating this somatic and parts work, and specifically connecting with a part through a sensation first and using that sensation to guide the relationship, guide the conversation, guide the attunement, and then we'll come back and do the next piece. So Dersey, let's start with you. How has it been for you to connect with a part through a body sensation?
Well, I know that I express body sensation in my chest. So even the illnesses I had in my life are all in that location. So that makes sense for me. And it also opens so many possibilities to reconnect and to heal, starting with that go-to places. So just the awareness of how my biology was working, you know, in that regard is so empowering and brings me so much hope, you know, to get into that healing state most of the hours of my day. And yeah, it's a heart work and breathing work and working with my stress response and going through the freeze and detaching my parts from a fear place or grief. Because when we go back to our past experience, that's the land we land ourselves, right? We find ourselves in that place and just feeling that we have the tools. I have the tools. So I feel like today I'm constantly doing that self-healing work, the discovery work as part of it. And I also don't feel the pressure of time anymore like I used to. I just, you know, let it be and navigate life one day at a time. So each day I kind of feel different in a sense because the environment around me is changing too. So how come I be? I am expecting to be the same or feel the same. So I'm trying to stay attuned to what's going on and the effect of my environment in my system. So that's how I do. So, you know, taking off the pressure.
Right? It takes the pressure off. Absolutely. It takes that pressure off. And even those words, like take the pressure off, it makes sense to me why there's a lot of sensations in your chest, right? The chest is where we can tend to feel pressure. And you even mentioned that where it makes sense to you that there's a lot of sensations around parts with your chest. That's been the same experience for me. The sensations in my body, it makes sense to me that certain parts are associated with those sensations. And so it's helped me make it more sense rather than it being something where I don't understand what's happening. I don't understand my body. It's confusing. So let me just block out sensations. Let me just not feel anything because it's confusing and it becomes overwhelming if I don't understand it and know how to work with it. And so being able to integrate the somatic and parts work has made me come to a much deeper understanding of my own body and the different sensations and when they show up and why, and be able to explain it in a way that it's not always something wrong with me medically or physically, right? It can be, but it can also be a part showing up. And that's been really, really valuable for me. Anja, I know that parts work for you has been a big game changer for you.
Massive. Yeah.
So how valuable has it been for you to be able to connect to a part through a body sensation?
So valuable. For me, my main one is hips and belly. So I also bring in attachment and bracing pattern exercises, as well as the somatic for me, kind of a bit of belly, but normally neck. So that's attachment and all sorts going on. And I recognize the part, but it kind of floats into a few other parts. Obviously, it's going to, isn't it? Mainly my young insecure part with trust and safety, the just sort of minor things that we don't need to worry about, really.
Just trust and safety.
Yeah. And I really enjoy delving deeper, not in here. I'm fine with that, sort of on vacation. I just really enjoy experimenting with, okay, the neck helped. Let's shift it. Let's change hands. Let's do a bit of a mixture or whatever. And then let's bring in a bracing pattern exercise and then notice.
Yeah. Sorry, it makes me think of the different times when I realized that I was working with a really young, insecure part and we didn't seem to be coming to any resolution yet. And I'm still not even getting what's wrong because, of course, words are hard for that part. They don't have words yet. And so it makes me think of when I've just gone to the floor, right? Like that's when I will do the tummy time. That's when I will do the tummy crawl. And in that process, my goodness, like things have just opened up with that part. But even knowing that that's what would be helpful, knowing that, like this body sensation is my young insecure part.
I find when I'm doing the homolateral one, I've actually really noticed in about the last week, my hips aren't relaxing. Wow. We need to sort this out. And I don't actually do that many after lots of other exercises, but it's just so fascinating to notice that, just that connecting to the floor. It's magic. But yeah, I love parts work. I just love it. But I don't actually write that much anymore now, which is interesting. That's brilliant. I can do it sort of a bit in my head, a bit verbally and to the body.
Yeah, that was the same process for me as well. Is at first I needed that writing communication, and then it's transitioned into like I can just usually have a very nice mind-body dialogue and get the answers and get the negotiation and get that communication and attunement through working with my body now.
Yeah. And I'm so passionate about, I've been writing this in ICS about the more layers that just appear. And I was washing up and suddenly this part that was still, but like Caroline in one of the 21 day journeys, I think I was listening to the summit as well. And suddenly washing up, a part still thought it was protecting my mum. And I was, and that was in the belly. So I was like, right, washing up can certainly wait. It was amazing. And just, wow. So yeah, it's endless in such a good way.
It really is. There's never a point where you're like, oh yeah, I've done parts work. So I'm done. Like, I don't need to do that. No, somatic work, parts work, biology work, like none of them are ever done. There's always more layers. And but you never know when the part's going to pop up.
I feel that's exciting, or many feelings, but it's kind of like, wow, what are we going to uncover? It's like treasure to me. It's like, what are we going to uncover next? Well, let's just be even more open and bring it on.
Well, I think that that's the ideal in every relationship, whether that's our relationship with ourselves, a relationship with another person, a partner, is that this idea that there's always more to get to know. There's always more to discover. And not in a bad way, right? Like in an exciting way. There are layers to trauma work. There are layers to the functional freeze response. We work through these layers by integrating the three essential pillars to a trauma healing journey. We have talked about the integration of two of those pillars in this episode. The third pillar is the biology piece. If we start with the somatic and parts work, as I do, our biology becomes the ceiling effect, holding us back from going on to the next layer. Our biology keeps us stuck in the stress or trauma responses. Starting with the biology piece, it's the lack of a felt sense of safety, security, an internal peace that holds us back from advancing to the next layer with our physical health symptoms. We might manage to alleviate those specific symptoms, but new ones will emerge. The expression of stored trauma will manifest one way or another in our physical health. As a medical physician and founder of the biology of trauma, I initiate with the somatic and parts work, This brings us to a close for this episode. I'm your host, Dr. Amy. Thank you for joining me as we explore part one of how and why to integrate somatic and parts work. In part two, I'll share helpful mind, body dialogue questions for connecting to the different parts of us through our body sensation. In part three, I'll explain why I lay a foundation of somatic parts work before delving deeply into the biology work. In the show notes, I will provide the links to the two journeys where I begin with people, the 21 DJ and intro to all parts of me to set this foundation. On our website, there's a space for you to share your thoughts, reflections, and comments about this episode. I eagerly await your insights. Please rate and leave a review for this episode. It aids me in understanding your preferences, and it assists others in discovering information that could revolutionize their approach if they have been trying solely somatic work or only parts work, but haven't discerned how to marry the two.
Thank you for joining me today. If you enjoyed today's show, be sure to subscribe. We definitely will learn, laugh, and sometimes cry together on this healing journey, and you won't want to miss an episode. Give my podcast 5 stars, share it with a friend or colleague. If you felt an impact, as it truly helps get the word out and breaking the paradigm of how we do trauma work. I look forward to seeing you back here next week. Until then, this is your host, Dr. Amy, sending you lots of love.